You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
You're listening to My First Time, a miniseries from The Ensemblist, the only podcast that shows you Broadway from the inside out. Welcome, I'm Mo Brady.
Make it sweet, crimp the edges, or make it sour and serve with lemon wedges. Even doubt can be delicious.
Welcome back to My First Time, where we talk to stars who made their Broadway debuts in the ensemble to talk about why that experience helped shape them as an artist. No one has climbed the Broadway ladder as comprehensively as Desi Oakley. Fresh off of a run as Jenna in the national tour of Waitress, she is currently starring in Chicago on Broadway as the iconic role of Roxy Hart. But that stardom comes on the heels of experience. After standing by for the role of Ava Perone on the national tour of Evita, as well as swinging two Broadway musicals, Annie and Wicked, where she made her Broadway debut. Here's our conversation.
Never mind what's underneath it. I have done it before. I'll bake me a door.
Dear Colgate, I love that you love that I love being at home. You even let me whiten my teeth from home.
Because you know how I feel about getting up from my cloud couch.
The Colgate Optic White LED Kit gives professional level results in just 10 minutes a day for 10 days when used as directed.
And that's why, Colgate, I want you to meet my parents.
Because ever since meeting you, I've been living life to the brightest.
Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Hi, Desi.
Hi.
Will you tell us who you are and when you made your Broadway debut?
Yes, my name is Desi Oakley. I made my Broadway debut on January 12th, 2012 with Wicked.
You remember the day even.
Oh, honey. She'll never forget it. It was my dream come true. And so you can't forget a day like that. Yeah, for sure.
So take us back to before you got the audition.
I had moved here May 12th. Of 2011.
Oh my goodness.
And which is when I graduated the University of Michigan and got here, was so lucky to sign with representation that still represents me to this day. They are like my family. I have kind of an interesting story when it comes to this. I think they had really high hopes for me and they said, you know, gosh, you really have the it factor. You have this star quality, blah, blah, blah. You're going to be a lead on Broadway immediately. You're going to go straight to the top. We're going to get you into all of these really high end, you know, calls. You're going to go to callbacks. And I remember, and I was legit 21 years old and signing in underneath these names like at the time, of course, Patina Miller, Lorba Bundy, like Laura Benanti, signing underneath their names that I'm also here at this call and thinking, you know, I love being here and I'm so grateful that I'm alongside all these women. And it was about probably 5 or 6 calls a week for about 5 months.
That's a
like
lot.
This. Thinking something's got to stick. There's got to be this, you know, thing that's going to happen. And I remember saying, you know, I'm going to run out of money, but I got to have a job. I can't just do this. I need a job. And I remember walking into my agent's office. I love that they saw me as a star. Thank goodness. You want your mom to think you're a star and you want your agents to think you're a star. You know what I mean? And I'm so glad they saw me as that. But I said, can we get realistic here? Maybe my path is to start in the ensemble. So I walked into their office and I said, what audition can I go to where I can do what I love for a living sooner than maybe we're shooting for the stars here? And they said, okay. They looked at their computer and they said, there's an audition for Wicked tomorrow at 1 p.m. Are you free? I said, yeah, what is it? They said, it's the Universal Swing. I said, what does that mean? They go, you're going to be covering women of the ensemble in both national tours and the Broadway company. It's tomorrow at 1 p.m. I said, great, I'm in. Let's go. I'll go tomorrow. And I booked it. And I just want to say out loud that you could think that your path is going to be something. My path looked different. I swung 2 shows. I did ensemble of 3 shows. I stood by. I was an alternate for a lead. And I'm finally making my leading lady debut in a Broadway show literally last week, you know, after being in this business 8 years.
You made your debut as a Universal Swing. Oh my gosh.
I covered 19 women in Wicked the Musical, both national tours and the Broadway company. So they call it a universal swing. And the term swing meaning something a little bit different than a normal show. A swing for a Broadway show is someone who covers the men and women of the ensemble. I'm technically a swing, but more like, hey, you're going to cover this leave of absence for 6 weeks. Then you're going to cover this injury leave for 2 weeks. Then you're going to cover this maternity leave for 4 weeks. Then you're going to cover, and you're going to fly to Tampa. Then you're going to fly to the Broadway company. Then you're going to fly to. So I was on stage every night. It's just like, we got a lot of shoes to fill here and we need some help. At the time with those two national tours and the Broadway company, they were all different.
How different are they?
Oh my goodness. They were so different. So think about this over time, let's say, so it's a tall order. Those women, because of the witches, the two witches, Glinda and Elphaba, they have understudies. Sometimes they're standbys, but then they have understudies who dance in the ensemble. And that Wayne Cilento, like, really crazy choreography, it's a tall order. So sometimes those women are doing lifts and being, like, you know, in the dancing kind of crossover track is what they call them. Over the years, the Elphaba understudy is the one doing the lifts. But let's say now we get somebody in here who's like, gosh, the Elphaba understudy over time seems a little bit more suited for one of the singers, but our Glinda understudy, she's a great dancer, so we'll just switch the tracts. We'll just switch them. I'll never forget. I'm like on stage thinking that I'm on for the Saturn hat girl. All the hats are all, I go by the hats sometimes. And that's the Elphaba understudy who doesn't do the dancing. And then I'm like, oh, it's actually the Glinda understudy. And my dance partner's over on downstage left, like doing the choreography by himself because I'm in a different company where the tracks were switched. It makes a Universal Swing's life absolutely insane.
So you booked the job. How long were you in rehearsal before you made your Broadway debut?
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
And I started in the Broadway company. And they wanted me to sort of learn from the OG and the woman at the time, Alicia Albright, who's sensational, is now over at Frozen, was the dance captain at the time, who taught me the entire language of the show, the entire dramaturgy of the show, like really gave me all my footing, quite literally. So that's where I started. I had 3 weeks and then I was in. And there are kind of like some big breaks for the ensemble women, especially in Act Two. It's about a 35, 40 minute break. And I didn't sit down. Not once. They said, Des, you've got at least another half hour. I was like, yeah, I'm cool. And I just was standing over in the corner. Like, they knew, you know, I had so much energy and just my whole body was just so excited. And yeah, I couldn't sit down, even on a half hour break.
So how long were you in Wicked?
So I did that stint for about 8.5 months.
What are your strongest memories of performing the show? Like when you close your eyes and you remember Wicked.
Yeah, it's one short day. It's the energy of the audience every night. People just loving it. It's the lights. It's wearing the really heavy costumes, you know, like lifting my arm and just feeling the weight of the gorgeous Susan Helferty costumes. And there's something really special about that show. And it's electrifying, and there's a reason why it's been running so long, and there's a reason why it's a household name, and there's a reason why it is as special as it is because it's amazing.
What are your strongest memories of backstage life?
On my Broadway debut that night, the curtain goes up and we're all in this clump, basically kind of starting out where, spoiler alert, excuse me, that the Wicked Witch would have melted at that spot. So we're all kind of over this spot. We're about to say good news. She's dead. And so all of our hands are kind of almost like in like a, all the hands in a circle kind of like a thing.
Oh yeah, sure.
And I am so nervous and so anxious. And they do this every day. They've been doing this for, some of these people have been doing it at this point for 8-10 years. And somebody is talking about Oreos in this hand circle everybody's in. And someone's like, wait, no, double stuff. No, I don't like double stuff as much. They're talking about Oreos and my heart is beating out of my chest. All I can think about is like my next move. It was wild. The juxtaposition between me and my first show and then them being like, you know, double stuff Oreos, like whatever. Like they're just like chilling. Like just, it's another day at the office, you know?
Does it feel like what you're doing on stage in Chicago, does it feel different than
honestly,
performing Wicked?
Honestly, it's so funny you say that. No. So there's hardly a difference, I think, as far as the joy and the truth of those are the same. So the same effort and excitement that I walked on to the stage with during my Broadway debut is the same when I go out there now 8 years later. And that's why I know I'm where I belong. Mm-hmm. and whether or not the nerves or that kind of, and I was young, that kind of, it's Broadway, this idea of Broadway, you know, and finally my dream was coming true. I think now it's like, hey, it's okay to accept that, and it's okay to kind of, you know, trust that I belong here. I think that has changed. I think wisdom, maturity mm-hmm. has changed, but not the excitement and not the joy and not the desire to tell the story. It's all the same. That's all the same.
What's the biggest lesson that you took away from your time at Wicked?
Oh my goodness, Wicked taught me work ethic. It's so huge. The show is so huge, and I was, you know, at the time, for lack of a better term, at the bottom of the food chain, and learning the way it all works, learning the importance of recognizing the crew members when I was being recognized or appreciated as a swing coming in, trying my best when I wasn't, when kindness, gratitude, awareness of the big picture. It taught me so much. It taught me everything that I know and take into now every show that I do. I mean, it really did. Yeah, doing that big of a show and that difficult of a show and that excitement of a show, like that show is so huge. It's so big. Now learning that and recognizing that there are smaller shows, and I say small and big, meaning quite literally the Gershwin is one of the largest Broadway houses. There is a ton of ensemble members. There's a huge amount of backstage space, all of that stuff. It makes you recognize sort of, you got to figure out the world around you. It's not all about you. It's not just about what you're doing. This is a huge collective effort, a huge team effort to tell this story every night. And Wicked taught me that. Wicked taught me that. So it's really important to me to learn people's names, know exactly what they do, what their job titles are, what is a props master, what does head carp mean, what do you do, what is this like? Like, all of that stuff is important to me now, I think, because I started at a show like Wicked.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Special thanks to Desi Oakley for sharing her stories with us this week. You can learn more about her and how to connect with her online by visiting our website, theensemblist.com. The Ensemblist was produced today by me, Mo Brady. You can help others find out about The Ensemblist by leaving us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Honestly, it really does mean a lot. I'm seeing the numbers grow, and it is makes my heart happy. You can also follow us on Instagram to see the latest posts from our website. We have a lot of great new photo spreads coming out in June, so make sure to look for those there. Thanks for listening.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.